Can they hear us over there too or no?
Yeah, I think they can. I hear the echo back.
Check, check. Hey, Dub Lab.
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going?
How is it going for you? I mean, you just dropped an incredible album, or are going to drop an incredible album.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling.
Oh?
Feeling. I'm feeling nervous. Feeling excited.
Yeah.
Feeling like, I hope y'all like this album that I'm about to play.
Yeah.
The people I don't know, the people I do.
Yeah. You got a lot of people that look really excited to listen and be here with you and support you. So that's
indeed beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's get into it. How do you like LA? Have you been?
LA, I love LA.
Hmm.
Actually, and I'm from Seattle.
Cool.
And I haven't spent as much time in LA as I would think I would have, being kind of, you know, from the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I moved to New York early in my career.
Cool.
And you're kind of New York or LA, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to take on LA now.
Cool. Yeah, do you feel like LA, do you feel at home here?
No, I don't. I don't, you know, I don't. It's crazy, too, because it's like, it's kind of like the cousin, you know, you go to your cousins, but they're mad different.
Yeah.
But also, you got the same accent.
Yeah.
So it's like,
for sure, yeah.
It's like we're the same, but also I'm like, yo, but it's different. I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
totally.
It's taking some time.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly cracking the code, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so I was listening to Animals and there we go. And yeah, I was really, I mean, it started off like with a bang. Like, I know that's not really giving it justice, but in my mind it was just so incredible start to finish. And it was one of those albums that I felt like every song was, every song created a space. Every song was made with intention. The people that you featured felt so correct and so perfect for every song. And I just like wanted to know like where your headspace was in creating that album. Yeah.
It's interesting because it took so long to make it.
It was long?
I'd say technically March of 2020 was when I started.
Okay.
But there's songs on there that were also had begun before that.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there was many different headspaces.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like March 2020, it's like my last album came out, and it's like, all right, I gotta make another one.
Yeah.
And then it's like lockdowns. I really gotta make another one. And then, you know, the world kept changing.
Yeah.
Month to month, week to week.
Yeah.
It was a different reality.
Absolutely.
And so I think what I ended up doing, it was like anything that made the album had to be things that could be timeless, or could, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I had songs that could have dropped in August 2020,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
then in September they were outdated because of
these shifts, absolutely.
Right? And so I guess that's the thing about it. Every song on there has been like vetted in a way where mm-hmm. you know that it can last through however the world changes.
Absolutely.
I hope that these songs will have some value.
Yeah, absolutely. I think listening to, that's what I felt from it. I felt like the album wasn't, it was for the times, very present, but also I felt like each song could carry on past that. And I felt, as an artist and a musician myself, I felt very seen in that and very appreciative. And
word.
I know that you've grown up, you know, playing music, and your brother
True.
Plays music. How's
yeah.
that? Like, how's
oh,
having
man.
Like a?
It's wonderful. that also had many, many turns, right? So 2021, my brother was like, yeah, I'm not really fucking with the sax right now. Or, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, like he was kind of in that type of space. But now he's touring with Diggable Planets.
Oh, amazing.
And Shabazz Palaces. Cool. And he's like, he's having his own first, like, oh, this is what it's like to tour around the world, you know? And so I'm super excited for him. And I got to hit the road with him just recently.
Really?
Yeah, and it was cool. It was like, it was a whole different thing having the person that was there when you was, when you were pooping on yourself, learning how to play the drums.
He knows some things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He showed me my first little drum fills and stuff, you know what
really?
I mean?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you feel, now that this is finished, what do you feel is next, as far as not the next album, because you know we got to write this one out for a bit. we gotta stay here, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you feel like, what do you feel after releasing it, what is next for you as far as like your artist expansion and what you
Yeah, that's also an interesting question, because when you decide to make an album, or more so when you decide to finish an album, it takes everything you have. So your creativity almost can get put on hold in a sense, you know, because you're like, you can't just like make beats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person that'll like, I'll spend like weeks trying to figure out a new beat machine or pedal and like make a new way of making beats using this new thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're putting an album out, all that kind of stuff is just kind of, it's like, you got 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Get this done.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, hopefully I'll get some more like play time and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really feel starved for that kind of creativity. And you know, we're gonna be touring, we're running around the world until through November.
Oh, cool.
So it's about to be a busy couple months, you know.
What place are you most excited to pull up on?
Osaka.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say Tokyo, but I don't remember playing in Osaka.
Really?
So it's like, what about the other spots? Where else? I mean, mad places in Europe and stuff. You know what I mean? Random. Dublin is crazy.
Word. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty wild out there. And L.A. for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Where are you playing in L.A.?
Zebulon.
Oh, Zebulon. Yeah. I love Zebulon.
Yeah. And cool. And like I was saying before, this will be my first show in L.A. ever.
Yeah.
As a band leader.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brings you to L.A.?
You mean right now?
Yeah.
To talk to you.
I mean, talk to me? Well, no. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I flew in just for the moment. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you grew up playing music. Did you immediately go to jazz, or were you kind of like into a lot of other music and just kind of like fell into this, or
I was into all sorts of music growing up, but my dad was born in 1937. Right, I had an old pops, as they call them, and so I got the, like, I got Miles and Coltrane and Charlie Parker as from the perspective of somebody who listened to them as a kid. Like how we might have heard ASAP Rocky drop a tape or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So my relationship to that music was very much cultural and spiritual and less academic than a lot of, you know, jazz kids might have learned it.
Yeah.
So I had that at the crib, and then hip hop and everything just as a part of the peer group. And actually, in my house, there was upstairs, there was a drum set, piano, and instruments and all that.
Cool.
And downstairs, we had beat machines and video games, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So it was kind of these two worlds that they actually didn't even collide in my own house for quite a long time, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's like the upstairs.
Yeah.
The downstairs.
And my dad is like, did you practice? You know, and I'm like, we could get rich making these beats, like the Neptunes, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know, did you practice, you know? So it's, it was interesting. You know, I think that as much as, you know, I look back going like, why didn't I bring the drums downstairs?
Yeah.
Right. But I think it built an interesting foundation for me.
Yeah.
These two different foundations that kind of come together later. Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You rap too?
Yeah, I rap a little bit.
And when did that start to kind of inquire? Yeah.
As I was little. I was doing it when I was little. But I think that I was playing drums for money, like early on. You know, I was like a professional kid, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that taking that seriously made the other thing seem like, well, that's not my profession.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So it just took a long time to understand that it's all one thing, you know, and it's even all the same message, just generationally there's different tools, but it's all one sound, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, do you So you grew up playing music. Does your father play music?
Or? Yeah, he's a avant-garde sax player.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Mostly at the crib, but he played all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to grow up in a house where you can have that space to practice and nobody's like,
right.
You know, so that's a pretty good household to
and
have.
Did you grow up like that? Or?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Did?
Yeah, I did. Dad's a trumpet player. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about this album. Yeah.
Anything you want to know?
Yeah, I do. So what track do you feel is more, that really describes or hones in on the full album? Like, what was your favorite track, I guess I'm trying to say? I know it's hard to say, you know, but.
Let me think about that. It's weird. It's almost like there's no single one that would really do it. But I will say the last track, Going Up, just came out the other day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that that track kind of sums up the album.
Yeah.
In a way, it's almost like, all right, y'all, like you kind of put the listener through this whole roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then it's like it kind of, it's a little glass of water at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it also has, like, production-wise, it has a little bit of every bit of the album.
Absolutely.
So I think that one.
Yeah, I was noticing in the beginning, start to finish, it has, like, such a different tone of it. You know, it starts off, very avant-garde, very, like, you know, different times, and then it kind of transitions. Was that intentional, or?
I think that, I would say it is intentional because it's kind of like it goes back and forth between this crazy uncertainty, like the odd times it's kind of like uncertainty and imbalance, and then there's these moments of stability, and it kind of goes back and forth, but it ends with almost stable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
absolutely
saying? So that's kind of a poem in itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, like, the album starts with this 7-second sax solely. And it's almost like the beginning of a mystery show or something.
Yeah. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess that's intentional, you know. I think that it's kind of, I think it nods at the reality we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I feel like every day feels a little kind of Or at least it did. Maybe not so much in this moment, but there's a lot of times where it just feels kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. And you were saying you were doing that 2020. So
yeah.
What a headspace to be in, you know, a lot of uncertainty, like a lot of unsettling feelings. But also, I feel like making art during that time, there's a certain groundedness that I think as an artist that you have to kind of like have. And even though there's a lot of things that you don't know what's going to happen the next day, mm-hmm. you know, you don't. We're all just making decisions day by day. And yeah, I feel like that, that did that in itself. Had you felt that uncertainty before?
Yeah.
2020? And did, how did the quarantine, okay, I'm all over the place.
No, it's all good.
Because I don't know, it's such an interesting time to make music, and I want to know like how the quarantine like affected you, and what did you feel like making music in there in that time as an artist? And
I think it was hard. It was hard because it was easy to think something was whack, if that makes sense. there's something about the social aspect of music making and sharing that kind of hypes you up, you know? Mm. And if you don't have nobody to hype you up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And not that I didn't have anybody, but it just didn't have the same kind of, like when you're making a song, you're imagining performing it.
Mm.
But at that time, you're not. You're kind of going like, well, maybe I'll just make songs for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you start going like, well, maybe. Well, maybe this would be an okay life. I'll just, you know, be a studio guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that you really had to do some make-believe in order to get into that space.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was tough. It was definitely tough. But me personally, I feel like I've been in tough spaces, mental spaces before that.
Absolutely.
You know, in different ways. So it wasn't like brand new, but it was just like the whole world was kind of with me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
But I think that ultimately it made for some interesting music. It's just, it couldn't be too rushed. You know, I think a lot of people we're in a rush. Mm-hmm. It was like, we got to get this out now and make this. And it's like, you don't realize that, like, you might need a year or two to process something. Mm-hmm. If it's traumatic, you might need a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the lyrics on the album are actually the newest bits to the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time making instrumentals, building on songs with instruments and different musicians. Mm-hmm. But still not sure what to say.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing, I kind of had to go like, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I don't know what to say right now, but it'll come. And then things did come eventually. So,
yeah,
cool. It was cool.
Sounds like you're being patient with yourself.
Which is
a hard lesson.
It's very hard.
Yeah. Cool. Just a couple more questions, picking your brain and everything. So, yeah, you worked with some incredible musicians and artists. I know Danny Brown, I've listened to him for a long time.
Same.
That was amazing. How was making a track with him?
It was dope. I mean, it was virtual, so it wasn't like we was... You know, I didn't hear him say check in the mic. Like, I would have liked to hear that. You know? I think that's probably still a bucket list to play the beat and hear him just go, check. I haven't done that yet.
Maybe you should just have him just send you that.
That'd be fine. Yeah. You know? Put it on my sample pad. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
So Warp hit me up to make some beats for his album.
Oh, cool.
And that's kind of how that thing started.
Mm.
And so it was like, I don't know if you make beats for other people, but send me some beats. And I was like, hold up, you know, Danny Brown, give me 2 weeks and I'll make you some Danny Brown beats.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, give me a second.
And I went crazy, you know.
Hell yeah.
And they liked them. And that's how that happened. But it was amazing, you know, because hearing somebody like that, it's like they kind of, instrumental can kind of, like a vocal can really breathe life on an instrumental to where it's like, now it's this thing, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And beforehand, it was almost, it didn't have life, you know, not mm-hmm. that it didn't have life, but it was like dehydrated, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was really dope.
Cool, yeah. We're good. Okay, well, it was so nice talking to you.
Likewise. Kessa,
and I wish you all the luck. I know that people are going to, you're going to be well received. I have no doubt. Everybody's here to see you.
Hey, if it's trash, it's okay. Just tell me. I can take it.
Nah.
Yo, this ain't it. I can take it.
Yeah, well, have a wonderful stay.
Thank you.
Good luck for your tour.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Peace.
Peace.